This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
What's cracking? Welcome back to Lockdown Universe. That's right, we're back. Back in black.
That's right, baby.
So, we're coming back to you with another great one, back in video. Yeah, that's right. We're talking about some crazy ass shit that could affect you and your family. So we're coming to you straight.
Alexa,
off. Thanks, ACDC, for that one. Hey, so we're talking about Havana Syndrome. We're talking about whether or not it comes from aliens. We're talking about whether or not it comes from Russia or whether it's coming from our own government. So welcome back to Lockdown Universe, home of the bizarre, peculiar, and unheard of stories of UFO legend and lore. Yes, we're in the club with these lasers. We're in the club with these paintings. We're in the club with AC/DC. We're in Area 51. We're everywhere. And yes, Jessica, just for you, I'm going to keep the volume down. But I get excited. So I'm into this stuff. So I pulled up about three different articles about the recent Havana attacks. Now, this is not the old stuff. This is brand new stuff. Okay, so we're getting into it. So there's an article that comes to us from a few different locations. One comes straight from Miami, close enough to Cuba, right? Says Russia is behind the Havana Syndrome. This was actually a 60 Minutes media coverage as well. So this isn't just like one, you know, nutcase writing about some crazy stuff on his grandma's computer. No. They actually did a 60 Minute total investigation about this. And the head of, I think it was the CIA, let me see. It was the Lieutenant Colonel Gregory Ed Green. Yep, that's right. So there's a lot of folks actually coming out about this. Just one retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Gregory says he ran an investigation at the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency, about the sources of the Havana Syndrome. Now, if you don't know what the Havana Syndrome is, you've probably been living under a rock, but that's okay because that's my population. I talk to people who are living under rocks. I live under a rock. Barely leave my own casa. That's the way it is in these days of craziness and paranoia. So, Havana Syndrome is basically a sonic attack technology that's used against your enemy. Apparently, the Cubans used it. That's why they call it the Havana Syndrome, because some of our U.S. diplomats went down there and got bombarded with it. Now, a bunch of people are getting targeted with it, not just U.S. diplomats, but people in America as well. And they're registering the frequency as coming from Russia. This is bad news. This is World War III type stuff. That type of aggression is considered an act of war. Okay, so keep that in mind. So, this article states that for the last decade, American diplomats, diplomatic law enforcement, and intelligence personnel have suffered grievous, often life-altering injuries in the line of duty. This comes to us from PBS.org. Pretty reputable, right? Who doesn't like PBS? All the great stuff's on there. Sesame Street, you know, Arthur, all that good stuff. So they state no guns, no bombs, no projectile weapons are involved. They state that many say they feel they've been attacked by sound. And many people stated they were just doing laundry, diplomats and citizens, stating they're just doing laundry and they all of a sudden feel bombarded by this wave of dizziness, this wave of sound, this concussive that basically makes you deaf in one ear. Seems like it's coming in from the window and bombarding you with the sound. You know, not only sound, but other types of attacks as well. So they brought along retired Army Lieutenant Colonel Gregory, who stated he worked for the DIA on the sources, and he's now the founder of the CEO of Advanced Echelon, which is an organization that takes care of the Havana Syndrome survivors and their families. So I think that this is fascinating because we need this information. It's pretty vital to us surviving. If we're having a massive attack from another country that's can be just shot over here with sound waves and frequencies, That's a big problem. There was actually a study done where they found a frequency coming from Russia back in the 1960s in our military intelligence agencies, and they found that there was a steady tick, a steady frequency that came from three areas in Russia. And those ticks, when they were studied on by mice and studied on by different animals, they found it was actually fatal, caused all kinds of tumors, caused all kinds of brain problems, neurological problems. So this includes you, okay? This includes your family. This includes your health. This includes your future. And I feel that I'm a subject of one of these bombardments. Whether it was Havana Syndrome, whether it was some random, you know, Russian diplomat's kid pointing the thing around like somebody pointing a laser and hitting somebody they shouldn't with in the eye with it. You know, that's what this is akin to. It's akin to the Russians just shooting it all over the place, trying to hit a diplomat, and they're inadvertently hitting American citizens. You, your kids, your grandma, your wife, your husband, and debilitating to the point where they can't even work. I mean, a lot of these diplomats, they can't even work. So let's keep going here. So Russia is behind the Havana Syndrome, Pentagon investigator states. So the partnership, there was actually a massive partnership on this media story in general with Germany, with America, with a Russian exile media outlet, The Insider, and they all point to the Russian military intelligence unit identified as 29155. Interestingly enough, the CIA documents state that to eliminate pain in your body, repeat the number 55545. Is that right? 55515? Something like that. So it's pretty close to this. Anyway, so they identify the unit 29155 as the possible culprit of some of the suspected attacks and the latest turn in a case that has confounded U.S. spy agencies. Havana Syndrome got its name from when U.S. and Canadian diplomats first reported it in 2016, debilitating symptoms like vertigo, migraines, and hearing and cognitive problems. Incidents were later reported around the world, which is exactly what I'm talking about, which led to suspicions that a foreign adversary, possibly Russia, was attacking U.S. diplomats and spies with some sort of directed energy weapon. And they say that these directed energy weapons are the most dangerous because they don't really have a range. It's not like a ballistic missile that, you know, an ICBM that has a limited range of, you know, so many miles. This thing can literally hit you from around the world. That's how crazy it is. It can bounce off the ionosphere and bounce all the way here and hit you. It's crazy. So this is a big, big issue. A lot of people say the directed energy weapons were the reason they had the fires in Hawaii, or the reason they had earthquakes in New Zealand, the reason that we've had earthquakes in Russia. I mean, not Russia, I'm sorry, in New York. and that, you know, there's just been so many things that have been going on lately. Can't blame the eclipse on that, can we? But they stated that one of the first instances of Havana Syndrome actually happened back in Frankfurt in Germany as well. So they called it an anomalous health incident, but actually that was the government term for Havana back then. And they talked about it at NATO. Here's the thing, okay? Let's stop for a second and go back to our conspiracy theorist mind and our understanding of exopolitics and alien stuff. Supposedly, we have bases that have multiple countries working together, Russia, America, China, all the enemies working under one base to fight a common enemy known as whatever alien species are our enemy that day. So why would we have a directed energy weapon against our own diplomats? It seems strange unless it's either A, alien, And we just have no one to blame, so we're going to blame Russia, or that they've received some sort of cables or communication or communique that's indicated these guys, these 29155 guys, as the actual culprit, and that maybe the Russians are in cahoots with one of the alien species that don't want us to be in power anymore. Keep in mind, America is a small, a young country, not a small, well, small actually too. We're not the biggest country in the world geographically. I think it's Russia or China. But think about it. We've only been a country for about 250 years. These other countries are much more rock steady, much more, you know, under control, a lot less civil disobedience because they're under the iron fist, whether it's China or Russia. They follow the iron fist. Here, we're way more rebellious, independent, you know, and we do our own thing. So they might just want to control us because they don't want to have a whole country full of, you know, gun-wielding, you know, individual-thinking people that are able to survive out in the wilderness. We've got a lot of those guys. So coming back to this article that's on the Miami Herald, the colonel warned that there's no barriers on what Moscow will do to both the Trump and the Biden administrations, and the bar to attribute these incidents to Russia was too high because we did not, as a country or a government, want to face some hard truths. They didn't want to face the fact that it was Russia and not just some small country like Cuba causing the problem. Easy to blame Cuba because Cuba's controllable. Small, they don't have like nuclear weapons or anything like that. We can control Cuba. Can't control Russia very well, can we? A lot of people state that Russia is a bigger superpower than we are, or the biggest now. And China, too. And it's not good that they're both on the same side, is it? So an active unnamed FBI agent told the show she experienced one of these incidents in Florida in 2021 and a year later. She states that she will only identify herself as Carrie and had been investigating a suspected Russian spy who had come to the United States as a chef, Vitaly Kovalev. He was arrested for speeding at 110 miles an hour in the Florida Keys in June 2020. And a video of the arrest obtained by CBS shows that the police found notes of several bank accounts, his Russian passport, and a device that can erase a car's computer, including the GPS record. So that's great, but it doesn't really point him as the culprit of these Havana attacks, does it? Two incidents severely affecting the FBI's agent's health happened when Kovalev was actually in prison. So it wasn't him, but it could have been the Russians pissed off that they took their guy, right? The chef turned out to be a Russian military electrical engineer with a top security clearance, and he was previously part of the Russian spy brigade, and yeah, look at they got a picture of him. He's just sitting in the back of the cop car. So Kovalev traveled back to Russia after serving a 30-month sentence in the U.S. for evading police and reckless driving. 30 months for evading and reckless driving? God damn, America has some shitty rules and laws, don't they? It's believed that he died fighting in Ukraine. However, going back to this unit 29155, they have been known to use non-lethal acoustic weapons, and there was more evidence of placing members of the unit in Tbilisi, Georgia, when the Americans reported incidents there in 2021. U.S. intelligence agencies previously said Havana syndrome could be explained away by environmental factors and previous conditions in the individuals and stress. But I gotta tell you, you know, Mark Zed, a lawyer for a dozen Havana syndrome victims, told 60 Minutes that there is evidence of a government cover-up here. Interesting, right? Sources told the Herald that many of the officers injured were involved in work related to Russia or stationed in places where Russian spies could work with ease, like Cuba, China, Vietnam, and most of Europe. Some incidents happened in Hanoi, Bogota, London, India happened ahead of or during visits by senior U.S. officials. Some of them actually happened when Kamala was about to visit Cuba. And that's a problem, right? So they like hit up all these people right before Kamala was going to come over, almost like they were like trying to prevent our senior level officials from coming over by debilitating the initial individuals, right? So the CIA agents receiving compensation for brain injuries linked to these Havana Syndrome cases, Cuba's vice foreign affairs minister wrote on Twitter, without any shame, media outlets continue to recycle the fabricated legend of attacks on U.S. diplomats. No evidence has surfaced that that Cuba was involved. And I think that that's really interesting because is it a cover-up related to aliens, an alien agenda, an alien presence pushing these people out of the area? Or is it possible that these countries actually have the capability and technology to bombard singular individuals with these acoustic weapons, causing so much turbulence in the brain, so much turbulence in the nervous system that they have to get the hell out of there? They can't even think. They have to just run and gun it and just get out and get on a plane and take off. I think that it's interesting. It really scares me, though, because I feel that there's so many individuals. Forget COVID. Actually, think about COVID. Think about when these attacks started. They started in 2016, but then they continued in 2020 and 2021. When did people start talking about long-term COVID stuff? You know, dizziness, brain fog, difficulty in processing, things like that. They talked about it in 2020, 2021, 2022. Right? Long-term COVID symptoms seem to mirror what these Havana syndrome people have going on. Are they possibly linked? Are we actually, as an entire country, just getting bombarded by these acoustic weapons, these directed energy weapons? Part of me wants to say yes. Actually, 99.9% of me wants to say yes, and I'm not even joking. Because I think that there's so many people with so many ailments going on and so much dizziness going on. And I've had it since 2019, before COVID. I've had this, all of a sudden, out of nowhere, got this brain confusion, fog, difficulty processing, couldn't drive. I always felt like I was going to pass out. They did all these tests on me. I never had any problems that they could see. But it continues to this very day. And I have a lot of difficulties in not only balance, but also in, you know, cognition and in focus. And it's really a challenge. And I had no brain injury, nothing they could see in MRIs, nothing. And wife, same thing. And friends, the same thing. And other friends' parents, the same thing. So many people that I know of. Does it necessarily mean it's Havana syndrome related? Tough to tell. But if we do know that these people are being bombarded strongly, these diplomats are being bombarded strongly, it's affecting probably their energy system, their nervous system. The heart actually generates an energy field around you that can be affected. And if those diplomats are being affected, the people around them are going to get affected by proxy. And who knows if those people that are around them, like their family members, go out into society and affect others with this crazy directed energy weapon, or just like a nuclear blast. It's going to hit the city that they're trying to intend to hit, but then it spreads out, and then the radiation affects everyone in the surrounding cities for up to 5 miles, and possibly even 8 miles, and maybe even more, depending on the wind direction. Wouldn't it be interesting if these directed energy weapons also can affect areas around the individual because of the frequencies traveling through the airwaves and bouncing around all over the place? Think about your car's radio for a moment. If you're going up and down and over a hill, you can sometimes get reception and sometimes not, because it bounces over these hills and comes into your car. Well, what if these radio waves that these diplomats are getting bombarded with bounce off of the roadways, bounce off of trees, bounce off of, you know, electrical poles, and bounce into people's houses? Think about how Wi-Fi works and how Wi-Fi spreads throughout houses and affects people. We don't even know the long-term damage of Wi-Fi, much less a directed energy weapon. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you really have to put this into perspective. If this is really what they're capable of, and they've been capable of it since the 60s, we really don't know what Russia can do. We really don't know what China can do because we are not there. We do not have inside people that can really give us that information. We have spies, but most of them can't get that deep. Most of them can't give us all the information. They give us some, they give us a peek, but there's circles that don't allow anybody else in, and they don't give that information out. Just like our UFO program, we would never let anybody into Area 51, unless it's here in my basement. But no, you know what I mean? They wouldn't let anybody in. They do full body scans. They make sure you are who you say you are. You don't have any transmogrifying capabilities. They scan through your skin. They take a look at your hand and see the veins inside your hand to make sure they match who you said you were. I mean, it's just unbelievable the technology that they can scan you with bodily. So anyway, this Havana syndrome is scary because it can affect you, your family, your loved ones, and I think it may have already happened. And when it comes down to what happened with COVID, what happened with just the world in general, most people say it feels like the world has changed. I believe that's true as well. And you probably have felt it as well. And there's just been a weird change. There was some positivity in like 2021. It felt like the hippie movement. It felt like people were like positive, and we were getting all those stimulus checks, and a lot of people were getting, you know, free insurance. And now we're in 2024 in a recession, and we're all hurting, and we're all realizing that we're coming down off of this lockdown high of benefits and perks, and now we're like, holy shit. This is the reality. And these people got long-term issues. And they could be Havana syndrome related. And we got to look towards the future. And how to protect yourself from a directed energy weapon. What are you going to do? Wear a tinfoil hat? Not me. Okay. But damn, it might be something of interest maybe in the future. Maybe you get a tinfoil inside your baseball hat. Right? And then you can protect yourself that way. Anybody ever seen Better Call Saul and his brother wrapped himself in the aluminum blanket if he ever had to go outside because he felt like he was being attacked by all the electrical signals going on in the air? That might not be that far off from the truth, guys. Hate to say it. So anyway, do some research. Watch this 60 Minutes account. I think it's really fascinating. I think the Lieutenant Colonel's got some interesting insight. He actually ran a program. Like you said, for the DIA, and I think that, you know, they know about this. They know that this is happening. They know that up to 130 Americans, including a two-year-old child of a military officer, have experienced syndromes. Therefore, we know that a child was involved. This is on MSNBC. And even 60 U.S. employees and their dependents were attacked. And we're not talking about the military, okay? Now, so that's just people that came forward. And then they even had a few people have early onset Parkinson's disease, and they died from that. They say that there's evidence of a microwave frequency weapon back in 2016. The State Department, the Pentagon, the CIA, they all know about this. The Biden administration knows about this. NSC, they're all in on this understanding that this exists. Do they have technology to block it for all of America? I seriously doubt it. I seriously doubt it. Unless they can put out some sort of frequency that acts as a shield, like Under the Dome, written by Stephen King, where everybody's under a dome and nothing can come into the dome. I don't think they have the capability to block that, unless they disable the weapon. So, something to think about. Last thoughts. Could this be alien? It could be alien technology. Could it be aliens actually actively using it on us? My thought process is probably 70% no, 30% yes. I don't know as if aliens would need to use it on us. There's probably so many more different technologies they could use and take us out, or at least disable us if they wanted to. But it seems like this weapon is disabling a lot of people. And there may be some sort of lawsuit in the future. I don't know who they'd sue, but maybe there might be some sort of, have you or your loved ones experienced Savannah syndrome? Please call 1-800, get some cash, that fits into the number system. So anyway, guys, I hope this brings some light and understanding of the weapons systems and technologies that you're either aliens or other countries are using against us, and how they might be using it against us, and how you can protect yourself. How can you protect yourself? I don't know. Maybe a little aluminum foil in the old baseball cap might not hurt, or the fedora, or the sombrero. Okay? Might not hurt. Everybody knows that you can hold your cell phone up to your head and get yourself a nice tumor right off your cell phone. And that's doing it to yourself. What can these other frequencies do? All right, guys. Take care of yourselves physically, spiritually, emotionally. Follow through on your hobbies and your goals and your dreams. And as always, continue the question universe around you. Please like, follow, share, subscribe. If you haven't, just share it. That's all I care. Share it to the world. I love you guys. Take care. Peace.